How to deal with teenagers' anger and aggression? Well, first figure out why they're angry and what they're angry about and see if you can remedy that. We've just had a recent talk that's gone up on Zamzam Academy that deals more specifically with, you know, teenagers' challenges and so on. But if it's particularly anger, let's find out why they're angry. Is it something genetic that they've taken from their parents? Is it because they've learned to do that because they've seen other people who are constantly angry and that's the way they've learned to, you know, respond, knee-jerk reaction? Is it because they've got some difficulty in their life? Is it because they're frustrated about something? Is it because there's something else bothering them? You'll have to actually have a casual, very formal discussion, very kind of easygoing discussion to try to get this out as to what the issues are. And then after that, try to find a remedy for that. So if we can get rid of the cause for that, then maybe their anger will go away. Plus then we need to tell them about the Prophet ﷺ, how he dealt with anger and what he said about anger, what Allah says about anger in the Quran, about controlling it. And anger is like fire, anger is from the shaitan. So we need to get them to listen to all of that as well.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.